Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fabulous, just fabulous.
Fabuloso.
This is Rojay Rocks, and we're back with you. And Robin, we were discussing relationships.
Yes, we were. And who is the perfect candidate to discuss relationships but the one who's not in one, huh?
Yeah, imagine that. Well, the thing is the sad part is we're gonna see if we can quickly get a Scooter Doo on the phone to so if you want him to quick answer a question for you, if you want to ask him a question about why men do what they do.
Actually, I would. Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Hold on, let's see if we can get him. Oh, crap. Okay, we'll see if he can answer. Yes, hi, Mr. Scooter Doo. You are on with Robin and Jackie of HMPK, Rojay Rocks. Miss Robin has a question for you.
Okay, from a man's perspective, why a man who is in a relationship would, let's say, go to a strip bar and dump some good money that he should be spending on his woman, but he's dumping it on some strange in a strip club. Can you tell me how that happens?
How does it happen? Well, Robin, he gets in his car, he drives to the club.
I know that part. Why does it happen?
How or why, Robin? You have to be specific.
See, don't start that. I want why. Why would a man do that?
Well, first of all, Robin, I think we're talking about her anyway. Anyway, well, Robin, my question is, if he's looking strange, are you not making yours look strange?
No.
Well, maybe if maybe you're gonna have to clip it, make it look a little stranger there, sweetheart. I mean, if he's looking strange, you gotta make it stranger, if you know what I mean.
Do I put a wig on? Because, like, technically speaking, okay, to keep it exciting, I mean, I like a man to dress up like a cowboy every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Right, or maybe next week I'm thinking sumo wrestler, or maybe the following week I'm thinking ninja. Okay, but I'm not out there taking my dollars and go putting them in nobody's drawers. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, Robin. So you're trying to save a horse to ride a cowboy. Well, in that case, I guess you're going to need that service horse, huh?
So he can't answer that question.
It's
I'm on
part of
the
the
phone. I'm
secret
on the
man
phone.
club.
Why does a man do that? Wow. That's a big question. Boys will be boys, Robin.
What?
Boys will be boys.
I told you, it's the secret men's society. They
Right, right.
they're told to say that.
Right. Exactly. Okay, what I think I'm gonna do is go around. I'm gonna stop at the local strip club on the way home, and maybe I'll duck in there and see if I can get anybody to answer that question.
And
Some guy
record
sitting on
it.
the phone.
And record it. Yeah. Record it.
Yeah. Why are you here, sir? Are you having a legitimate reason? Why are you here?
Now everybody both got quiet. Now go ahead. One at a time.
He'll be like, what are you, the FBI? It's like, well, I'm sorry about
No, on the FBI, the federal
Robin,
investigation.
Oh, yeah, right.
We're the FBI.
What?
Actually, FBI is right. Federal booty investigation.
Oh, yeah.
No, that would be federal body inspector, Robin.
Okay, so forget the strip club thing, because clearly you can't answer that question.
Yeah, I told you it's not within their...
Robin, I tried to answer your question, Robin. Have you been withholding?
Have I been what? Have I danced?
Have you been put down?
No, not at all. I don't think, anyway.
Robin, have you not been putting it out to the bat?
There's been no one worthy. No one worthy.
Well, then what are you asking me for? If you're not worthy, what are you asking me?
So, let me ask you another
Scooter
question.
You're supposed to answer for all men.
I can't answer for all men because I'm truly blessed. I have a wonderful wife. She does her wifely duty. She makes me food. I take care of her. She takes care of me. And speaking of which, it's about time for some pork chops.
Oh, so you want pork chops instead of ham. I get it.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Oh, my goodness.
So, Robin, see, my question is, what happened that made you want to ask?
Well it's our new segment.
Because we were talking about something else, actually. But then, you know, I got to thinking to expand on that. You know, I drive past, like, 20 strip clubs on my way home from work. And, you know, there's cars out there. And I know there's some guys who are married go there, and they spend money. And, you know, and they're married. So, why? Why would they do that?
Why?
Oh, it's got to be the woman, right? It's got to be the woman.
First of all, hold on. Now, let me ask you this, Robin. If a man, are you happy with the man that buys you gifts or a man that doesn't buy you gifts?
What am I going to do for him?
No. If a guy buys you gifts, that makes you happy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if a man doesn't buy you gifts, are you happy?
Well, I don't know. I don't have to have him buy me gifts, you know? I mean, that would be the sole reason I'm with the guy, you know, because he buys me stuff. I mean, because eventually that's going to get boring too, right?
Well, you know what? Excuse me. Can I interrupt for a second?
You can, Mr. Yeah, of course.
See, the thing is I don't rely on the gifts. I rely on his gift. This is something he has to keep giving for the rest of our lives, because I said this marriage after this marriage, if one of us goes, and you know, well, the other one's got to decide. But you know, God forbid if I were to lose my precious here, that I would never want to get married again, and I would just die, wouldn't I, William? I'd have to get in the grave with you.
Well, first of all, if you were talking rude, that would be a different thing.
Oh, shoot. I am so sorry, Mr. Scooter Doo. Yeah, but wait a minute. And he's backing in. William's backing in. Hold on. Scooter Doo, talk to Robin. My husband's home. All right, talk to Robin. My husband's home.
Did he just call me a bitch?
No, he said he said he'll be in the studio in a few minutes.
Oh,
that's why you're going to the strip club.
Oh, my God. What?
You're
like, hey, Ruby,
you're going
to have some. Well, are you talking to somebody? You know, oh, never mind. I'm not going there. I'm going to stop on that one. Yikes.
Okay, I'm in the studio.
Okay, all right.
Hi, Robin.
Hey, Scooter Doo, what's happening?
I'm doing good, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. So did you hear any of my dilemma on what I saw in Wawa the other day? Did you hear any of that?
No, Robin, I was on my way from a business trip. I was getting us a new sponsor.
Oh, Oh, awesome. Who is it?
So what's your dilemma this time, Robin?
Well, it's not my dilemma because, you know, but I just want to know in general what I saw in Wawa the other day was a guy, you know, some tall, burly looking guy just staring at, you know, the guys making or the girl making the sandwiches or whatever, waiting for his order, and he's minding his own business, quiet, just standing there staring off into space, and his woman comes in and says, I've been trying to call you for bloop and freaking 30 minutes and bloop, I need your freaking keys, bloop, you know, and so she's yelling this, right, in public, and the guy doesn't say a word, reaches in his pocket, hands her his keys, and she goes storming out the door, has to get something in there, comes back in, hands him his keys, gives him a kiss, and tells him to have a nice day.
Well, if her ass would have been making sandwiches, then maybe that wouldn't have happened.
Wow.
Okay. You got to take care of your man, Robin.
I don't have a man, so I don't have to take care of shit.
That's your damn problem. You ain't got a man.
I don't need one.
Oh, now we're getting to the truth of the matter.
I don't want one because then I got to make him a damn sandwich and I ain't making nobody no sandwich.
See, there you go. It's all about the damn sandwich.
It is about the damn sandwich.
Tell her Offerman's waiting for a sandwich and so is Jeffrey.
I'm telling you, man. Really? You left poor Juan sitting on the pool waiting for a damn sandwich.
Yeah, but see, what really is supposed to happen is I'm supposed to be sitting at the pool, and I'm supposed to be served cocktails, so where the heck is that?
You got to have a man for cocktails, Robin. What? Anything that has to do with that, got to have the man.
Drinks.
Damn, Robin, it's a give and take.
Who's got time for that?
Well, obviously, Robin. I mean, you left poor Juan. You told Juan, you clean the pool, I'll make you a sandwich. But you're like, well, I'll be right back, Juan. I got to go get a loaf of bread. 3 years later, you still ain't got no damn bread.
That's right. And I didn't get my drink either.
See, there you go. See, man, you can't get no better than that, Robin. I mean, you make the man a sandwich, he makes you a cocktail. You know what I'm saying? Oh, by the way, you asked me a question a while ago. What was it, about our new sponsor?
Yes, I did.
As a matter of fact, I got us a new sponsor. It's a law firm. They deal specifically with entertainment law.
Okay.
Just a minute, and I'll play.
Entertainment?
It's entertainment law. They, you know, like they're attorneys for celebrities and stuff. And since we're celebrities now, we got us a brand new sponsor. Would you like to hear the commercial?
I would. I would be very interested in that.
Okay, let me cue it up real quick.
Okay.
Are you there, Robin?
I am.
Okay, here we go.
Guten Tag. Welcome. We are now the proud sponsors of HMPK Podcast Radio. Here at the law firm of Gruber Strusel, Dolphin Vlogger und Smith. Specializing in international entertainment law. We cover everything from action movies, comedies, and Broadway musicals. So we here at the law office of the Blukensrussel, Dolphin Vlogger und Smith are proud sponsors of the HMPK podcast, Roger Rocks. Thank you for your consideration and have a nice day. Did you hear that, Robin? Did you hear the commercial?
I did.
They're really good friends of mine.
Oh, man.
But I'll tell you, that Smith character, I'm not too sure what to think, but he's nice.
Dolphin flogger? Okay. Wow. Okay.
Well,
so
from what I understand, Robin, sometimes people like from the old world, their last names are like what their occupations used to be. I'm not sure about that. Well, it's kind of like yours. What is it, Robin Gandhi? I mean, come on. I mean, you are a spiritual leader at one time. Okay, Robin, yeah, listen, I've really got to go. I got to drum up some more sponsors for us.
Okay, honey, have a good day.
Okay, Robin, you too.
Yeah, Robin.
I think Smith likes you, Robin. Hang on. I got to go.
Hey. Hi, Mr. Smith.
Hello.
Well, he's quite musical too. He's was in here doing "There's No Business Like Show Business" earlier today.
It's raining. Oh my!
It's raining. Oh wow! See how much fun we have, and the time just flies.
We're having fun.
You know who was here talking the other day? Our favorite Scotsman was here.
Really?
Yeah. He was in here asking about where you were. I think he... Hold on for a minute. Hey, is the Scotsman still out by the truck?
What's that, Jackie?
Is the Scotsman still out by the truck? The one in the kilt.
I'll go see if I can find him. Maybe he can answer Robin's question about the strip club.
Okay, there you go. We're going to get the Scotsman in here. Remember him?
I do.
Oh, yeah, I bet you do.
Oh, Robin, here's the Scotsman. He's been dying to talk to you.
Oh, boy.
I had not. She doesn't even want to make a sandwich.
No sandwich.
No sandwich. She, you know, but you will bring him beer, right?
I'll bring a beer. Okay. I'm going to have one, too.
She wants to comment about the pleats in my kit, but no sandwich, no. What the hell is wrong with you?
Uh-oh, he's left the building.
Yeah, it's just my kid.
Don't flash anybody, Jesus. Oh my God.
He's in one of those.
Shut down, man. Shut down. Can't be flashing people. What is wrong with you? Put a pin in that kill.
Put a pin in that kill. You better put some meat on a sandwich. Mayor gets to work all day and all he wants is a sandwich. And you're like, oh no, I don't want to make no sandwich. Well, then you want something. Oh, I want a drink, but yeah, I don't want to make no sandwich. Kiss my kid.
Stop at Wawa on your way home. Yeah.
Anyway. Wow, this has been an exciting time.
You don't want to make a man a sandwich, but you want to give him grief about stopping by the pub and looking at some strange, right? Kiss my kid.
You can look at
him,
just don't be shoving those dollar bills in it.
Oh, did you hear that, Ms. Scotsman? Did you hear that?
She said she
has no problem with you looking at strange. Just don't be shoving dollar bills in it.
Well, Christ, ain't nobody stranger than a woman that won't make a working man a sandwich. first off, get it right. If they're going to be passing anything, it's going to be a British silver pound, which is $3 versus one. It's $3. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. See, I told you we had way too much in our mouth for this.
Man, it's a damn good thing that, you know, Opperman can't be calling in or won't call in.
Hey, what? Call Opperman. I can call Opperman.
I'll call Opperman for you.
What's Offerman's number?
Oh, hey, Robin.
He's just got way too much, you know, stuff that he puts on my page anyway.
Hey,
well, come on.
Hey,
give me his number.
Come on. Oi. Oi, Robin. So if you won't make a working man a sandwich, do you even buy your service horse any feed? Or does he have to carry a broke ass around hungry?
Now I'm really
going to pee my pants. I talk to your horse is like, she won't make me a sandwich, but I've got a row to help her for. See what I'm talking about? Making that horse carry a broke ass around hungry. And then I bet you give your horse, I bet they give him crap too, because he looks
insane. Why did this not turn into a family show? What happened there?
This is a family show. You asked the question, I just try to answer it.
You went down the yellow brick road, man. Come on.
Whoa. We're not concerned about what you're interested in there, no, this is a family show. You take your yellow brick red and go make a sandwich somewhere. In fact, why don't you open up a sandwich shop called the Yellow Brick Man? Today's special road apples made by a hungry horse carrying your brick off. I'm
out of
here. See, I'm
not here. Bye. Damn,
Wally won't make no sandwich.
Oh, all right. We got to take another break. This is Jackie and Robin with R.J. Robson. We'll be right back.
Hey, Robin, maybe you should make a new musical group called Robin and the Sammies.